it's way up north. We say it's in the northwest, but it's right in the middle, actually, of China. And my city that I live in is Guyuan, right here. It's down the south. It's 4 hours south of the capital, which is Inchuan, by bus. And if you take a plane, it's about an hour. Okay, here's my team. We're standing in front of the teaching building where we teach our classes and have our office. So you see me and then Mandy in the middle there and George. And Mandy and George are married. Okay, the Chinese guy here, that's Brad. He's our foreign affairs assistant, so he takes care of us. I even had a chance to share with him some about faith when we were coming on the bus from the capital city one time. Okay, this is one of the mosques. There's about six of them in our city. It's a special area that's set aside, the province is a special area set aside for the Hui Muslim people. Okay, here's a couple of elderly Hui Muslim people. So you can see the gentleman has a white hat. That means that he's gone on the pilgrimage to Mecca. And the lady, the elderly lady, she has a blue, light blue hat, which means that she's married. So girls, when they get married, are supposed to get a blue hat. So we call them the hat people. Okay, here's a picture of me with a Gamecock t-shirt overlooking Guyuan. So you can see the skies are blue, the air is clean, unlike most cities in China. So I love living there because of that. Okay, here's Uncle Peter's twin. So Peter Chow's twin. If you can see him there, he sells Mao Zedong stuff. So I call him the Mao Dongqi guy. The Mao stuff guy. So freshmen have to do a couple of weeks of military training. So they learn how to shoot a rifle and they do lots and lots of marching. So they get nice uniforms, which they sell to the next year's students to make some money. Okay, here's one of my freshman classes in a speaking class, and they're doing an activity on shopping, so they're buying and selling things. Okay, this is my co-teacher, Mrs. Liu, and we taught a culture class. So we taught about Britain and the United States and Canada. And we got to talk about faith in the United States. So I got to share in the class with all the freshmen in our English department, what do Protestants believe, Catholics and Jews? And my co-teacher, she wanted to invite all of our colleagues to come, because she said they've got to know this. It's very important for teaching English, but unfortunately they weren't able to make it. They were doing other activities, so a little bit more freedom than the United States, actually. This is about salvation. Okay, I taught sophomores, three classes of sophomore debate. And so for their final exam, they had to do a debate. So here's one of my classes doing their debate, all in English. Okay, another class, the first semester, we did activities. So they take me out to eat or come to my house to cook, something like that. So we went to a restaurant. The girls on the left are Hui. The girls on the right are Christians. That's Andrea and Tina. Okay, here is one of the five groups that came and cooked. And it's the only time that the kitchen got used, because I don't cook. So you see Shelley's doing the peace sign. So she checked out a Bible. She was in my office during office hours talking to us. I had a Bible sitting on the desk and she wanted to borrow it and read it. So you can pray for Shelley. Okay, here's a couple of girls. They took me to Dongyuan Mountain just outside the city. We climbed the top. Of course, they have to practice their English and I give them a grade as part of their homework. Okay, here's some of the girls that would come. I have mostly girls, 98% girls. So here they are in the office chatting. We try to share about our faith. I have these series of cards that are called the heart mirror cards. And then they have to pick. I have them pick them. And then it say something about their lives. And then there's one, and they're all pictures taken in China. It's like one of them's got a cross, you know. So I pick that one and say, you know, I'm a Christian. They know I'm a Christian. And so it's a good way to have, you know, more deeper conversations with the kids. Okay, here's some of the freshman girls having dinner with them. That's the Hui cafeteria, so they don't serve pork there. Okay, this is the boys, the few boys that I have, 13 out of 140 who came. Okay, so you see on the far left, that's sophomore boys. See the boy on the, over here? Jack, and when Jack came over, he said, "Do you read the Bible?" I said, "Sure, I try to read it every day." I showed him my Bible. He says, "You really believe that?" I said, "Yeah." And I gave him some reasons why the Bible's true. Okay, and then this is some freshman guys. Okay, so this guy here is a study leader in his class. His name is Alexander. Alexander just, when he was visiting, he said, "My father's a Christian." He said when he was in college, some foreigners shared with him he became a believer. I said, "Really? What do you think about that?" So we had some discussion about that, and he really said he respects his dad, and he always prays for their family and when they have difficulties. So you could pray for his dad. His dad's the only believer in the family, and pray for Alexander to come to know the Lord. Okay, this is one of the Christmas parties, so they're playing pin the nose on Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Okay, this is again Tina and Andrea. They're in the college group in the house church, and they're singing a Christian song at our end-of-the-year party to be a witness to their classmates. Okay, this is one of the sophomore, all girls, of course. Okay, so the girl that's on the very far left in the green sweater, that's Alice. Alice is a believer. She gave me this tract one day. The house church was passing them out in the city. So I was like, wow, okay. And Alice is pretty gung-ho about sharing her faith. In fact, she did a presentation in Mandy's class. She had to make a collage. She said, "I'm God's princess," she talked about, and she just went for it and shared with the whole class. She was afraid. She called up Mandy the night before and said, "I'm a little afraid to share my faith to the rest of the class." She said, "It's okay. You don't need to." And she did. She went for it. She said this summer she wants to do some tutoring so she can share the gospel with her students. Okay, we show movies Friday nights, so you can see Mandy in the midst of the students there. The blonde-haired lady. Okay, we showed The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe was one of the films we showed. We showed several other Christian movies with very explicit Christian messages. And I have my students fill out a little sheet, and they answer questions, and if they don't quite get what it's about, especially these kinds of movies, then I write comments, you know, to try to steer them to what's the truth. Okay, this is our educational project, fellow co-workers. So there are three teams, our team in Guyuan. One team is in the capital, and he's our leader. And then there's a couple, a team down in a city called Longda, six kids and a single woman. And this girl, Hannah just graduated from high school. She's going to go to Wheaton College this coming fall. So, okay, this is Anna visiting her folks. Most of my students are peasants, very poor. So we got a chance, George and I got a chance to go to Anna's home for an afternoon. This is Mr. Jung. He's my tutor. He teaches me Chinese once a week, although we talk a lot in English. But this is, yeah. But we're good. You know, I would say he's probably my best Chinese friend. We're getting, and he's very open with me about things. He works in the Foreign Affairs Office, so he tells me what's really going on.
He's a Communist Party member, which he thinks he's coming to the realization that it's a lot of nonsense. And his mother is a believer and always witnesses to him and witnesses to his in-laws too, he told me. So he's familiar with Christianity, knows I'm a Christian. I've given him a book about how Christianity has affected Western culture. Okay, this the lady on the far left is Mrs. Moss. She used to cook for us and clean our home. She's a believer in the house church. In the middle is my former teammate Sherry, who's back in, she's in the States in Tennessee. And the lady next to her is Esther. She's a tenured professor at our university. She's a believer, very open. People know that she's a Christian. She's criticized at faculty meetings for that. It's hard to fire her because she's a tenured teacher. And she's the leader in the House Church College group. So if we have students who become believers, we haven't had that yet, but or we say, oh, they're interested, tell Esther, and then she'll try to follow up with them. Because they know her. They all, if I say her name, oh, yeah, we know her. She's a great teacher, all that. So that's, she has an excellent reputation at her university, Esther. You can pray for Esther. Okay, some of our friends here at C4, Michael and Vivian Krigline. Okay, Wei Chow and Ruth. Wei Chow was a friend of mine in college. He's down in the south of Taiwan working with working class, doing outreach to working class people. Okay, you know the Knoxes, a lot of you. They're in Oregon right now for about a year. The Pangs, probably not a whole lot of you know the Pangs, but they're in Taipei, Taiwan. And they're reaching out to shopping mall workers. Okay, the Changs, Fanfan, Alice, and Tim. Fanfan is a senior in high school, getting ready to hopefully come to the States to go to university. And Tim is a professor in information systems at a private university in Taiwan. These are all people I got a chance to visit in Taiwan. Okay, and then I don't know, a few of you know Casper, Pastor Casper, and he's married, you can see, and his son, I got a chance to share at his church, and his church is very much like our church, a lot of college students, young people. It's great to be able to see what's going on, what the ministry he's doing, and some prayer requests. So, of course, opportunities to share, students, colleagues, friends, and there's just a lot of spiritual warfare, strongholds, as Ephesians 6 talks about in our area. My teammates, Mandy and George, who are visiting students this summer, and our local group, so house church, college group, for good health. Especially Mandy's had a lot of health problems. Financial provision, and I'm thankful that this church supports me. And also for long-term decision. I have to decide. They want me to decide this next year I'm going to be continuing to serve with my group for until I retire. So that's when I'm 60. I have to retire at 60. So, thank you for the opportunity to share.